Hello, I'm Max.
And I'm Zachary.
And this is God Talk, presented to you by the Liberty Bell Classroom. God Talk is a fun way to figure out what other people think of as their omnipotent entity. Listen at any time you want, at home or on the road. Today's episode is sponsored by
Elijah, CEO of Aeropong.
On this episode, season one, we will be talking about,
drum roll please,
their interpretation of God. The idea of God dates back to 14,000 BCE with the Mesopotamian deities.
Now we will share our interpretations of God with you.
One omnipotent and omniscient entity that embodies everything. The one, the only,
Hashem!
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm Reva.
And I'm Zalia.
And today we're going to be interviewing each other about God.
God. Let's get started.
Okay. We have a few questions set up. Okay, I'm going to ask Zalia a question about God. If God is God, if God is good, how can God permit evil in the world?
Well, God can't permit evil in the world. What about World War II or COVID?
Exactly. Like, his people were being hunted down, and he didn't really care.
Now, what's your opinion on that question?
My opinion? I agree with you. I think that God could not permit evil because, like, where was he during the Holocaust where his people were being hunted down? He was just chilling, watching his people die, and if he cared about them so much, where was he?
Yeah, I agree. Alright, next question. Is there anything that makes you angry about God?
Yes. I think that it's really unfair how he seems to be there when people don't really need him, and when people do really need him, he's just not there. Like, during the Holocaust, again, he wasn't there whereas people were being hunted down. And when people do need him, like, when people don't need him, he just, like, appears and tells them to do stuff. Like Noah's Ark. He's like, build an ark and sail across the sea because I'm going to be flooding this city and stuff.
I agree with you. I feel like there's been so many conflicts in this world that have had nothing to do with, but also, how do we know there is a God to stop all these bad things from happening? And, like, if there is a God, then why have all these bad things happened in the world? Why isn't this world just a good place?
Yeah. Okay, next question. Do you believe God punishes... Oh, wait, sorry, wrong one. Do you think that the Jewish people have been chosen by God for something special?
No. In the Torah, God was searching for a nation, and Jewish people, or the Israelites at that time, didn't have a God or something to pray to, something to worship, so they were, like, godless. So, I feel like God kind of chose them because they didn't already have
also,
something.
According to a commentator, we were the last nation to be picked or to ask. He was, like, asking the Muslims and everybody else, like, would you be my nation and worship me? They said no. And we were the last option. And so we were just kind of like, I feel like he didn't really, we were the worst choice. And he didn't really want us. He just needed somebody to worship him.
Yeah, I agree. All right. The next question, last question is, do you want to pray to God more when you are sick and in trouble? Do you think more about God when someone you love is in trouble or in danger?
For me, I pray when I, like, really need something. I don't exactly pray. I more just cross my fingers and I'm like, please, please, please. But But when people are in trouble or something, and, like, sometimes we light the Shabbat candles, I just, like, close my eyes and I'm like, if anybody out there is sick, please heal them or something.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I feel like I don't necessarily, I don't know, say prayers or something, but, like, I will hope and just kind of ask, maybe, I don't know, I just, like, just kind of feel hopeful and, you know.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I think that's it for our God Talk today. Thank you.
Bye!
Bye!
Our next interview is with Jacob.
What is a miracle, and do you believe in miracles?
A miracle is something that God made that is highly unlikely and saved someone's life, or gave someone money, or something like that. Do I believe in miracles is the other question? Yes.
Okay. Another question. If you're God, in the whole story, would you do anything differently?
Yeah, I would have a lot stronger of an army, because even though God helped them in all the battles, and they won all the battles, they should have just had a stronger army. They would have, a lot less people would have died if they had a stronger army.
Okay, another question. Do you pray to God more when you're sick and in trouble, or do you pray more when it's just a normal day?
A normal day, because when I'm sick and in trouble, I'm not focusing on God. I'm focusing on my current state, not God.
Thank you for listening to God Talk, Conversations About God, created by the 5th grade Liberty Bells. Theme song written by Anna and Aviva, sung by Aviva. Transition music created by Nathan. Introduction written by Avi and spoken by Max. All interviews, art, and music were created by students themselves. We hope you'll tune in for our next episode.
Okay, so that is all for today's podcast. I hope to see you later. Bye!